radio broadcasting, and you didn't get any of it.
Only 18.
That was solid, K-Man. That's the best 18 minutes of programming I've done in a long time. Way to go, K-Man. Way to go. You will get yours tonight. I will erase 18 minutes of your life.
Good.
Does not know.
Suri doesn't know what Doc 360 is. 715-842-8900.
It's made by Pepsi.
What is it going to be? What is the soda of the
My
day?
My guess, it's...
Doc 360.
What could it be?
Is it an answer to Dr. Pepper?
I believe so.
Well, I need verification.
I'm looking at
it right now. Doesn't cut it in hand grenades and soda pop.
I'm looking at stuff
right here. WNRBLP also would like to thank Wayne Searing Insurance. WNRBLP programming is brought to you in part by Wayne Searing Insurance Agency, giving personal customer service to help with your insurance needs. They offer free reviews and helping and obtain correct coverage for your auto, home, life, business insurance, and more. Located at 2810 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau, Wisconsin, 715-842-3464. WayneSearingInsurance.com. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ. Bible study every seventh day. That's Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. Church services, 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m. Preach the good news and salvation. They care for the poor. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, 1530 South Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin, 54476. Email monggoodnews@gmail.com. And finally, but not leastly, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. 735 South 3rd Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. They've got things like natural supplements
And groceries
and products at Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, 715-845-4991. Thanks to all of our wonderful underwriting sponsors. Right now on Conversation Digest, it's the I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. Also, by the way, we've got a slight discussion on St. Patrick's Day a little bit from now. The I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week brought to you by common sense and not liking stupid people. I had a story earlier that I was thinking I was going to do, but I don't think I'm going to... I'm just going to talk about this guy that jumped off a bridge. And Pixels, don't be offended because you put this in here and I appreciate the contribution. But he jumps off a bridge because he's got an eighth DUI. This guy's a schlub, and he ought to just go to prison for the rest of his... Well, I don't know about that, but... I mean, has he ever hurt anybody? It doesn't mean he's a bad person, does it? That he's got eight DUIs?
Yeah, it just means he's a bad driver.
Yeah, it just means he gets caught. But a New Orleans man went to extreme measures to avoid taking a DUI test. He jumped off a 20-foot-high bridge. 20 feet? What's so extreme about that?
Into the water.
Well, for a sane person, it's probably not that much. But when you're a drunk person, you may be thinking it was like...
10 feet, 5 yeah. feet. You know and why he jumped? Because he thought down below it was Bourbon Street.
Ah!
It was in Nolens. You get the joke?
Ah! I get it.
Okay, I don't give a crap moment of the week on Conversation Digest. Just a short moment away from the Willow Pop, sweet little Willow Pop medical emergency update. Yeah, I suppose he probably had no idea. I mean, he...
And it sucks, too, because I don't know if you've ever fallen, but, you know, at 32 feet per second, you actually now have about a second to think about it on the way down to realize have an old, you know, moment where it's like, oh.
Maybe I should have just gotten arrested. Or he just passed out on the way down, woke back up as soon as he hit the water. And that's your I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week, and that's his he gave up his freedom moment of the week. He'll be in for a while after 8 OWIs.
I would think so.
Well, I see, and this is one where I'm one of those people who feels that, you know, once he hits the water, just... YMCA. How do you do that?
All right, so in just a few moments after the sweet little Willow Pop medical emergency update of the week, we'll talk about Gallagher. Is he going to die? He's a national treasure. We better hope not, because without him, we have one less prop comic to make fun of. Well, I'd rather make fun of Carrot Top than Gallagher Top.
Gallagher Top.
Yeah, but Carrot Top has been working out. I don't know how much fun of him you want to make.
Well, clearly he's on the roids.
The steroids?
I would say, yeah, he's a huge guy, but I think Gallagher's probably been working on the mustache roids. He's a big dude, too, as so far as mustaches are concerned.
Yeah, hooked on Rogaine.
Pick it up, K-Man. Pick it up, K-Man. Get with the program,
Did
key,
you
man.
Guys ever find the MASH theme without the words for the whole Willow Pop thing?
No, but we should. We did? Excellent, K-Man. All right. Right now on Conversation Digest, and here's the story. I'm going to preface this next feature by saying that I would like to hope to some one day not have to do this feature anymore, because that would mean that Willow Pop is healthy. She's an amazing little doggy, and we'll do whatever it takes to cure her of her ailments. No, see, what are you doing here, K-Man?
No, it's said under no lyrics.
What's wrong with you? You're like Klinger in the early days, doing everything you could to get out. You're going to get booted out, sir. Why don't you dress like a woman and do everything else you can to get a deferment from Conversation Digest? I'm sorry, K-Man. You don't deserve that. You deserve much worse. And, K-Man, is that a...
There we go.
Is that a t-shirt that says failure on it?
Yeah.
All right, so, like I said, Pixel's got a lot of programming... The prep ready for tonight. I really appreciate that. But
she's done more work with that than you've
ever
done.
Yes. She has little avatars on here. But your million-dollar doggy, Willow Pop, health update. For those of you who don't know, she's had some medical emergencies for much of her life, actually. She looks very healthy, but she's not. Willow had a CT scan on Monday. You know why she didn't like it? Because it was a CAT scan. and was diagnosed with an extra hepatic liver shunt. And it is operable, so that's good news. She is scheduled to Can you recue that, please? We can't have Willow Pop going out on a silent note without music, so...
I'll play it again.
It's operable.
Without lyrics.
Yes.
It's the same one.
And she is scheduled for surgery on April 5th. Doggy prayers are appreciated, but people prayers too, because, you know, Willow Pop is like a person. It was sad, though, because she had these her little legs shaved because they had to do the needle. So she looks like she got a bad poodle haircut. And then there's her fourth leg, because dogs have four legs usually. They didn't shave that one. I think they should have just shaved the fourth one. She's very self-conscious about that. So, and that's your million-dollar doggy Willow Pop health update on Conversation Digest on this, your March 16th, 2012, the last year of our existence. I have no idea. I hope we live through that.
Eh.
We know where to go for weaponry.
I had a decent run anyway.
No.
There's an auction tomorrow.
Is there really?
Auction tomorrow. There's a couple of little pistols that look very highly concealable that I plan on taking a good look at.
Well, we're going to have to go. Pixels are going to have to do that one. We're going over to Green Bay tomorrow. He's got a couple of nephews that are turning like 1 and 5 or something like that. 2 and 1 and 3, 1 and 4? I don't remember. But they're good kids. They're very good kids. And so we're going over there. But we got to get into that concealed weaponry thing, don't we?
Yeah, before they stop law allowing it.
Yeah, they ruin everything that's good out there. Seriously, they do. So, right now on Conversation Digest, just 13 short minutes away from Dr. Ren's current events, we're going to talk about your comic, America, the one that keeps you laughing, the one that keeps you keeping on with the slapping of your knees, slapstick. He's prop comic rolled into one with long, dumpy hair.
I was going to say glorious.
No, look at that hair. It's not glorious.
Oh, it's glorious. You couldn't do that. You couldn't pull that off.
Hard-hitting question. No, it was hard-hitting question, Ree.
It got confused.
Not answering.
It hurts hard-hitting.
So play the same one backwards.
Can we get that done, K-Man? Huh? Can we get that done?
I should still have that.
Remember, I'm the condition, K-Man, Dr. Rent, we're all in the house on this Friday night. Conversation died, just rocking the airwaves. All right, I like that. So whenever I say hard-hitting question, play it backwards. Also, we might get the confliction from his location. That's the condition. No?
No.
Why?
He's at work by now.
He said he would try to call in this evening.
Well, he had to go back to work. He called me, and he was all frantic. And
why was he frantic?
He said he was sweating and shaking. He's like, I don't know, K-Man. I have to go back to work.
Well, the confliction is the condition's brother, and I thought he was going to call in this evening.
He didn't make that noise. He called me earlier.
Well, you know what his theme song is going to be, right? It's going to be the Halloween theme song from the movie. He wants that to be his theme song. Yes. He wants that. I don't know. I guess it is haunting. I don't know if he wants to scare people or what. Or he's trying to attract Jamie Lee Curtis.
He just looks like he scares people just off the bat.
Well, beyond me, the confliction, I don't know between the two of us which is scarier when we're angry. What would you say, K-Man?
Probably the confliction.
Okay.
For various reasons that I...
All right, K-Man. Let's not get into it.
Should not say.
All right, so Gallagher was born Lou Anthony Gallagher Jr.
Jr.?
Lord only knows his father hopefully wasn't like the Jr. Born in 46, by the way, so he's not even that old.
No, he's actually young, 1 year younger than my parents.
My parents are about the same age as your parents, Dr. Ron, because my parents were born, well, I won't say, I don't want to, Mother Hubman might not, oh, shoot, Teresa? Mother, what can I call her, Compassion? Mother Compassion.
She just hit 40, didn't she?
Yes, she did. So Mother Compassion and Father Inspiration are my parents' names. So he's an American comedian and prop comic, most popularly known for smashing watermelons as part of his act. So apparently he's like some dumb kid on a Halloween night smashing pumpkins. That is the extent of his act that we know about.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, the smashing pumpkins, the banner
I'm a bigger fan of when David Letterman drops the pumpkins off his five-story building.
I can't stand David Letterman. Hey, Paul. That was horrible.
That's the best I could find.
That was a stuttering stutter. That was a stutter that was beyond. Stutter was bad, K-Man. I need more than that.
Everything that Porky Pig has that I can find has a music background to it.
Go to Groove... Oh, I can't say that in the air.
But can't you go, like, to, what's that?
He refuses to go to YouTube and try to get sound effects.
No, but I mean, even if you have the music background, I thought, like, with Audacity, you can, like, separate the voice from the music. And
it's very tough to do, and it sometimes doesn't.
You've been
sound
here
right.
Since 7. That's like.
It usually doesn't sound right, because I've done that a couple times.
All right.
It sounds hollow.
Let's get back to Gallagher, because if we don't, nobody else will.
Gallagher is the most important thing in the world.
Hey, he is. He's the Conversation Digest main topic of the evening. He was born in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, grew up as a military brat, which actually I don't think that's true. But he did go to HB Plant High School. He graduated in 1970 from the University of South Florida with a chemical engineering degree.
What?
Wait a minute. 70? 45.
So he was 24 when he got out of college.
Oh, he graduated college.
Yeah,
in
I interspersed those.
Yeah, because you're talking high school in 70, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, no one.
If
that was the case, no one said that Gallagher was the brightest of the or the sharpest of the tools in the shed. But so he went to college. Afterwards, he was working as a comic musician. Okay, makes sense. As a road manager for Jim Stafford. K-Man. Get a hold of Stafford. Find out how he was. That is Gallagher as an employee, please.
And also find out who he is.
Yeah.
Who is Jim Stafford?
Well, apparently he was... You missed a number there, by the way.
Apparently he didn't do a very good job road managing for him. I've never heard of him.
Stafford and Gallagher went out to California in 69, and Gallagher decided
that... That's almost as good as a certain morning TV show.
So Gallagher decided to take the stage by himself, which is something like a decision you usually take on, K-Man.
Isn't that normally a roadie thing?
To do it yourself.
Just take it yourself and throw it in the truck.
He began honing his... Wait a minute. He honed his skills? When
did
that happen?
You want to know who Jim Stafford is?
Go ahead.
An American comedian, musician, singer, songwriter, prominent in the 70s.
And what happened after the 70s? He died with disco or what?
Does he have any jokes any of us have heard of?
I think he died with disco, actually, is what I think happened. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. 68 years old.
Oh, he's almost the same age as Gallagher.
And he's still active, apparently.
All right, well, we found out who Stafford is. Gallagher used to be his manager. So Gallagher was repeatedly turned down to appear on The Tonight Show in the 70s and 80s. Carson did not... He did not enjoy prop comedy. I don't either. A rubber chicken and a huge mallet that's made of rubber and squeaks when you hit it on the ground.
It'd be funny if he took a chicken, not a live one, and just smashed that, just raw all over the place. People can get
cricket.
Salmonella.
You got a cricket, K-Man?
Oh, I got lots of crickets.
So he was liked by some of the program staff on Carson's show, even though Carson's like... Can anybody do a Johnny Carson impersonation? No. All right. He's tough to impersonate, especially now that he's dead. Gallagher eventually performed several times on the show when guest hosts were filling in for Carson. Okay, so when Carson was on, Gallagher had no chance. When some dirtball backup to Carson comes in, oh, you're good enough now, Gallagher.
That would be Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, how horrible is she?
Hey, she almost got the time slot.
She did?
Almost.
Oh, wow.
Leno got it instead.
Leno! Gallagher is one of the most popular... That I did not know. Leno is horrible, but he's better than Joan Rivers. Joan River runs through it. Gallagher was one of the most popular and recognizable American comedians during the 80s. You know, I love the 80s, but I love the 80s.
You should be on the VH1.
I was going to say, there's an actual VH1 show that goes by that title.
Hey, I never felt so good about wearing Chuck Taylor Converse shoes as I did back in the 80s. Well, except for now, maybe. But anyway, so Gallagher performed 14 comedy specials for Showtime. These shows have
been... The place right here in Wausau?
Hey-o! They've got some programming like that, I suppose, on their channel. These shows have been rebroadcast numerous times, notably on Comedy Central. His first special was directed by Mike Nesmith. Get hold of Nesmith. See how he was on. See how he was in comedy. See how he was when he was in that show.
We're not overplaying this bit.
Formerly of the Monkees. So Nesmith was the monkey, by the way. Get a hold of him and ask what he thinks about that one guy's death, Davy Jones.
Didn't he drown?
He's in his locker now.
Yeah.
So Gallagher ran for governor in 2003 California recall election, finishing 16th out of 135 candidates with 5,463 votes.
And who won?
The recall election?
Yeah.
I don't know, because Schwarzenegger became governor in like 2005, didn't he? Or 2006?
No, that governator, that's when Schwarzenegger won, I thought.
He won in a recall election? Get a hold of the ex-governor and see what he was saying.
From Gray? What's his name?
Und Kayman, I won the recall election. I beat Gallagher.
I know his name is Gray.
He's more girly than Maria.
She looks like Skeletor.
She does look like Skeletor. So apparently...
Well, you do know why Arnold married Maria. I think I've told you that.
Politics?
Something about the Kennedys. And
yeah, that they're trying to breed bulletproof Kennedys.
Oh, that's right, yeah. T-9000 Kennedy. Is it T-1000?
Yeah, T-1000.
Shut up, K-Man, you and your nerd skills.
You're a nerd.
You are! All right, so that was the immature moment of the week on Conversation Digest. We've got just a few short moments to Dr. Ren's current events where I will destroy the K-Man, and he will weep openly.
You shut up, sir.
And then after that, a continuation of the...
Yeah, because K-Man didn't get the questions this time.
Oh, well, good luck, K-Man.
Or the answers.
So the discussion on Gallagher will continue after Dr. Ren's current events. Also, we'll get into a little bit of a backstory on this Irish day you've got tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, and much, much more. And this is the Verbal Extravaganza, Gateway to the Weekend, Party Central, and Friday Night Without the Lights is also the asylum for your soul.
Asylum?
What is it?
Ambience
for your soul. Conversation Digest. We're going to be broadcasting live out of the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association until 12:30 a.m. And we're taking you into the weekend like nobody else does, because
nobody else will.
Nobody else wants to. Nobody else will. That's right. What's going on, K-Man?
I sent you something.
What'd you send me?
A picture.
Oh, K-Man. Who made that?
I don't know. I found it on the internet.
All right. I'll allow it. It's on my internet, but I'll allow it.
It has to do with a Fallout 3 and then finding a certain shot. 95% chance of getting a headshot on JFK.
JFK. Blown away. What else do I have to say? K-Man started the fire because he's an idiot and he burns things all the time. K-Man.
Yes, condition?
This is WNRBLP, broadcasting live from the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association. We are a nonprofit 501c3 community radio station. If you would like to become an underwriting sponsor, this place can be reached during regular business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, by dialing 715-842-8930. That is 715-842-8930. Your contributions as a donator, as a sponsor, help keep us on the air. There is overhead to this station. It's above us right now.
Yep. Whoever made the donation to get us actual microphones and microphone cables, it's appreciated. But speaking of overhead, the next donation we need are 4x8 acoustic ceiling tiles. So if we get a couple of those donated, once again, that's worth a T-shirt. One T-shirt per acoustic ceiling tile brought to the station.
That seems like a pretty good deal, a sweet deal, as I would say.
It would be nice. Oh,
but it does have to match the other ones.
Oh.
Well, oh, that'd be a two-shirter then.
If they're pleasant, they can drop in and take a look at them, but we'd screen that process. All right, we're a minute away from Dr. Ren's current events. The condition needs to get some water.
The condition
needs to you, man.
Dart out of the studio again.
You're going down to the Squared Arena tonight, K-Man. You're going down.
That was me as a wrestler taunting you.
Consider yourself taunt.
I feel much more scared than I was a minute ago. From his lack of sanity.
Does the door lock?
No, yeah. There's a reason why I've got a little bit more mind today. I've been sober lately. What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
All right, so we're broadcasting for the next 40 minutes live, 50 minutes if you can do math right. Then back to just the good old music that plays on WNRBLP all the time, 24/7, except for the live programming. Sometimes there's other genres of music. Dr. Rent's current events each and every week at this time on WNRBLP. Hello, Dr. Rent.
Hello. So, who is teeing off this week?
K-Man can, because he lost last time by default.
Okay.
Just one. I'm sorry, Dr. Rent. Pixels wants her on-air name to be Shampoo. She's
Shampoo?
Shampoo. I think she's already drinking. Pixels, are you drinking? Because I don't know about Shampoo. I mean, we can call you Shampoo on the air.
How about Pixapoo?
Oh, no. All right, we can honor that request. From now on, Pixels is Shampoo. All right. Okay, Dr. Ren, sorry about that, but I had to give that update, so.
Okay. So, K-Man, hopefully you were paying attention to the conversation when I walked in the door.
I was busy in the bathroom.
What local politician made news this week?
I did not hear that. How local?
They are from Wausau.
Oh, isn't it Jim Tipple?
No.
He's the only local politician.
What is all this crap? Tired of this nonsense. Pam Galloway.
And why did she make news?
She resigned. Sorry, K-Man. Which I was disappointed to hear because I've never met her. And, well, what's she going to do now, Dr. Renner? Is that a follow-up question?
Well, the follow-up was why. Her official reason was some type of medical concerns about family and things like that. I've got my own opinion on that, but I am going to hold that to myself for right now.
Oh, Pixels wants to be called Shampoo.
What?
Shamu it is.
Shampoo?
Well, Pixels is little. Shampoo's little, so we can't call her Shamu.
Champette.
Shampoo, we got to stick to it. Dr. Red, you don't have to deal with an angry Shampoo.
Don't have to. I'll go home.
I'm nervous. Okay, she's Shampoo. All right, I got that. K-Man's killing himself.
So, but now you get your question.
Shampoo and the conditioner, got it.
There are two...
Shampoo,
okay.
There are two candidates for Wausau mayor. Who are they? You have to get both names for the point.
Is this my question?
This is your question.
Russ Feingold. I mean, Jim Tipple. I have no idea where that came from. Jim Tipple and... I saw the signs.
And it was the front page of the
city pages. And I opened up my eye. I don't read the city pages. I should, though, because you get questions out of there sometimes, don't you? for Dr. Ren's current events. Well, it wouldn't make sense for Pam Galloway to take a well-paid position. And actually, the mayor of Wausau probably does make a good living.
It's about $74,000 plus another 30-some thousand in bennies.
Yeah, that's a decent job.
I could do that.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know who the other person is.
The only politician I know in the area is Jim Tipple.
Jim Tipple is going up against City Council President Ed Gale.
Who will... Well, do you know Gale?
Very well. I know them both very well.
Did they get along?
Sometimes.
Or is that a not microphone being hot?
No. Like any people, you know, sometimes they agree on things and sometimes they don't.
Maybe I should meet...
But they are very civil to each other. So even when they disagree, I mean, you know, so...
Maybe I could meet these gentlemen sometime.
Maybe they should be guests.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Just not on Michael Bowman's show.
The follow-up question, when is the election for mayor?
Is this like I have to be within days or...
The day. There is no reason not to know the day.
April 1st. No, I'm thinking it's probably... I have no idea.
I don't pay attention
to local politics.
But we've discussed this before. Elections are always on what day
of the
week?
Oh, on a Tuesday. Oh, I thought it was the exact date.
Tuesday. But anyway, it's up for you to steal.
Oh, I have no idea.
April 3rd.
Oh!
Today is the presidential primary.
It's that soon? I wonder who's going to win.
The mayor or the presidential primary?
The mayor. Well, Romney will win Wisconsin.
Well,
Santorum's too conservative to take.
Plus Santorum, you know, if you're going to be campaigning in Puerto Rico, that's probably not the place to plug the whole English official language thing.
Did he really go there? Girlfriend? No. Honestly, what's he thinking going to Rico? Puerto Rico. Okay, so we didn't get that.
No, but you are still 2-0. 2-0.
Right.
Because
right.
of the steal.
Because of his ineptitude, yeah.
So, it is March Madness. We have 2 Wisconsin teams.
Oh, you're going to kill the K-Man with this one.
We have 2 Wisconsin teams in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Or in the tournament. So, we will start again with the K-Man since he's down. K-Man, I have chosen Marquette University for you.
Oh, crap.
Who did they beat on Thursday to get to the round of 32?
The other team?
Oh,
K-Man, which is technically correct,
but not the answer
I'm looking for.
I don't know at all.
Do you know who Marquette beat?
Was it Ohio?
It was not.
I don't know.
Brigham Young, BYU.
Oh.
So then back to you for the follow-up, K-Man. By winning, they get to play again on Saturday. Who do they have to beat on Saturday to get to the Sweet 16?
Michigan? I figured I'd say someplace.
Wisconsin.
Murray State.
Is Wisconsin still in there?
Now we're going to get to your question.
All right.
Who did the Wisconsin Badgers beat on Thursday for them to get to the round of 32?
Did they beat Ohio?
They did not.
Oh, shoot.
Steele?
What are you laughing at, you dirtball?
I'm laughing at myself because I don't know any of these answers.
Montana. Wisconsin beat Montana.
Well, that just seems like a no-brainer.
So, back to you.
You're an idiot.
Condition. Who do the Badgers have to beat on Saturday to get to the Sweet 16?
Stick with your answer.
Ohio?
And for the steal?
You have to stick with your answer.
Michigan.
Vanderbilt.
K-Man, you're a tool.
Are they in Michigan?
I don't know where Vanderbilt is.
Is that near Gloria?
Shut up. Gosh, you are a wreck.
So, basically, national news is where we're going to have to go. There are
four
available points on the board. Right now, the score is 2-0. Once again, because K-Man is behind, we will give him the chance. A U.S. soldier went on a shooting spree where?
Afghanistan?
That is correct. And killed how many civilians?
8?
To steal?
Really kind of undermining his kill total. 16.
Oh, I was in a multiple of.
Did he have a silencer on his weapon, or how would he get it? Oh, there's so many other guns being fired around there. I mean, I guess they didn't know the difference.
Target-rich environment.
Just war-torn.
So, we are now 3-1. So, the only way for you to tie is to steal his question.
Or he could cheat again.
What product did Apple release this week?
Oh, K-Nerd will get this. I don't know. The iPod?
iPod?
Yeah. I don't know. Was this my question or was that
this was your question?
Yeah, I don't know. K-Man, I'm sure you know, don't you?
The new iPad.
Can you be more specific?
The third generation.
iPad 3.
Good gosh. I was so close. I said the iPod.
So,
in Latin, U means 3.
So, 4 for the tie. For the tie. Within $50, according to Apple's website, at what price do these iPad 3s start at?
It's like $4.99.
On the penny. On the penny. So we are right now sitting with a 3.
Is it a sudden death victory to have and for a date with the recovering Gallagher?
Okay. So
I'm going to lose on purpose.
Let's see. What can I come up for a tiebreaker here? My mom. Oh, okay. Tiebreaker. We're going to, well, if I give it another iPad question, he will have a kind of advantage, seeing as apparently he's an iPad junkie.
No, you don't even like the iPads, do you?
No.
It was announced today that a local employer lost a major contract.
Oh, that's not good.
And therefore, there might be layoffs.
Oh.
What local employer?
Jeez, Opus not my employer.
And we'll start with you, and we'll just go
back and forth?
Back and forth until you get it.
Am I starting out here?
Sure.
Major contract. Major contract. At least it needs braces.
Dental plan.
A major contract. Domtar.
Warehouser
is Domtar, you tool.
Well, I don't know this.
Well, back to you.
The hot dog factory. Top that.
It's a paper mill in Brokaw.
They already done and did.
I don't know.
Green Bay Packaging. I'm going to kill him because he doesn't know any of the names of these businesses around here.
Walmart.
Okay, tell you what.
UPS.
Tell you what.
FedEx.
Because we're not even close, let's go to an industry. Instead of giving the employer, the industry.
I think you're up next anyway.
Automate. Yeah. Vegetables.
Bridge building.
Construction.
That one's pretty broad. <Was it? laughs>
Come on, K-Man. We don't have all the time in the world.
What industries are there in Wausau?
The hourglass is ticking, K-Man.
Factory building, green hack.
Money making.
What?
Sanitation.
I really don't.
Really? What industry is Wausau known for worldwide?
Insurance.
Finally.
Burn, K-Man, even though it was your turn. I don't care.
WPS Insurance lost their TRICARE military contract.
Oh, and military contract is all anyone's getting out there anymore. How many jobs could be lost?
WPS employs a total of 500, but the news did not say how many of those 500 work on the...
How'd they lose? Someone outbid them, right?
Well, that and TRICARE kind of shortchanged the government, and they got sued and ended up paying like a $10 million settlement.
Whoa. So somebody shortchanged the government instead of the government shortchanging them?
Yeah, this is the insurance company negotiated lower rates with all of the doctors that they work with.
Which is great. Save us some money.
Well, that's the problem. They still charge the government full rate.
I would, too.
Eesh.
And they ended up paying $10 million in settlement.
The government doesn't show, okay, condition, don't do this. Just don't do this.
So 3-3 with the final tiebreaker going to...
Sorry, K-Man. Get your loser victory. Mask out. Yeah, you really came back. You were resurging, K-Man.
I'm not too good in the local or the state.
Or the national.
Oh, I got the national.
You could get the global.
Well, there's only 3 categories.
I was impressed he knew the country of the shooting.
I was, too.
I actually saw that yesterday.
He probably saw the Colbert Report.
And it happened like a week ago, so if he saw
it... K-Man, you're ridiculous. You know, if this show was on Thursdays, he wouldn't get anything.
Why?
Because you get the news for a Friday... Shut up, K-Man! Something that happened on Monday, you don't find out until about on Friday.
I'm like 5 days delay.
Yes, exactly, K-Man. So why? That's because. Okay, so Gallagher, we're going to get back to the discussion. Dr. Ren's current events, I am triumphant again for at least 2 weeks in a row. Last week, K-Man lost because...
It wasn't last week. 2 weeks ago.
You guys conspired to destroy the condition.
Effectively.
I did pretty good.
I didn't even get that upset about it. I knew something was up because the K-Man got like all 7 right.
He missed one and I don't understand why.
Bad handwriting. It's like, is that a 9? Oh, crap. I don't know. I'll just say a number that looks like...
All right,
and
so
I was wrong.
We'll go back to some of the shampoo.
Wasn't it shampoo?
No, I think that was a typo. But
Shamu?
She's calling
because I still like Pixapoo.
I don't know. I'm not going to go there because I don't want to irritate her because she can make my life miserable by being angry with me.
That's fine, but
Don't have to deal with the wrath.
I know, that's what makes it fun.
She's a ball of fury.
I am the one who introduced my nephew to the magic that is wooden spoon and metal pan, and then left.
Oh. I suppose that would be...
That's great.
Yeah. K-Man, you're like that. You like to create trouble and then leave, don't you?
I'm going to do that to my brother with his new kid. Just be annoying as crap.
Okay, so a little bit more on this Gallagher thing. This was part of Pixels or Shampoo. I don't even know what she's calling herself. Hoy! He has orange hair in this picture. Comedian Gallagher plays in medically induced coma after heart attack. We didn't know about this part, Wikipedia. Thanks for leaving that out.
How is he going to smash stuff?
I have no idea. Maybe in the nether world. He's in there smashing vortexes and trapezoids in the world that does not exist except for in his convoluted mind. Looks like an old, disheveled woman with a mustache. Let's take it to town, K-Man. We're almost to the top of the hour. We've got a whole other half hour of live programming brought to you by our fine, fine sponsors, Wayne Searing Insurance, as well as Lee and Coleman's...
Coleman and Lee's.
Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, as well as Mom Quality Home Care, and also the Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, all locally... located places.
Good one.
So, comedian Gallagher is slowly being taken. He's being brought out. So, K-Man.
He's coming out?
Can we get him a conversation? Hello. Can we get a... I think he's straight. Can we get a conversation digest card for Gallagher and see if we can get a response? Can I put you on that one?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Tell him that we wish him well and hope he's back to smashing things soon.
Well,
all right?
You know what? Won't you send him a fax? A get well fax.
Okay.
There's a fax machine just right outside.
All right. And this is your Gallagher medical emergency update of the week. Hopefully not to alienate Willipop's emergency updates because I actually care about Willipop. Gallagher, I'm sorry, but
I don't care about Gallagher?
Well, not that much. I don't like him. He's always one of those...
Well, they don't even know how bad the heart attack was. It was somewhere between mild and severe.
It did say that. Oh, he was at a Texas bar. That's right. He was at a Texas bar before his show Wednesday. He had a big old 10-gallon hammer.
Mallet.
Gallagher's promotional manager, Christine Scherer, said Friday that the 65-year-old is being slowly taken out of a sedation. He's being slowly taken out of a sedation.
I thought that's how he prepared for most of his performances.
Slowly sedated?
Slowly taken out of sedation.
Why are you playing Porky? I didn't stutter.
I didn't play it. It just played.
You would play Droopy there because I was talking slow.
No, it just played by itself.
K-Man, do your Droopy impersonation. No, that's not Droopy.
I don't do a Droopy impersonation.
It's Pixels or Shampoo that does the... When she's making fun of me, the condition.
Call in.
So the... No, she doesn't want to call in. I invited her down here. She doesn't want to be part of this. She just wants to listen and play Facebook games while using my profile. So then people think I play stupid games on Facebook, which I do not, America. I do not. I play the PS3.
So have you, figured out who your date is on that sorority game?
Sorority game?
There's some type of sorority game on Facebook, I thought.
Oh, no, I don't even play Facebook games. I play, grown-up games.
I thought you were going to say, adult games.
K-Man, no, you know what I meant. I play grown-up games on the PlayStation 3, like Oblivion. So, that's an adult game. That's for big people.
I can still be taken wrong.
Shut up, K-Man. So, anyway, Scherer is the manager for Gallagher.
Cher?
No, Scherer. She's more than Cher. She's Scherer. He was placed in a coma for 24 hours to relax and recover. No, there's no relax. See, relaxing is a choice. There is no relaxing in a coma.
Well, yeah, it's called drug-induced relaxation. No, here hasn't done that?
No, but this wasn't like he said, I want to be in a coma. He's in there in his mind, his weird mind.
When you drink yourself to sleep, are you saying, I want to be in a coma? It just is a pleasant side effect.
Yeah, but he didn't choose.
Roughly a coma.
He didn't choose. He didn't say, I want to relax, put me in a coma. It's to recover. But so People.com reports that he was in that coma relaxing and recovering. Scherer said that the comedian's family is with him, that the doctors think his vital signs are good, except for his sense of humor. Mark Cummins, the manager of Coach Joe's Hat Tricks in Louisville, California, Texas. I meant Texas, Arnold. Texas says the...
Texas,
everything's bigger here. Even our sense of humor. That's why we should laugh at this schlub Gallagher. Says the club's promotions director performed... okay.
CPR?
If you think about it, his job was probably on the line. It's like, I booked this comedian, now he died. Literally.
Well, next hour, we will talk a little bit about his legal issue with his brother that acted like he was Gallagher for a while. He was doing impersonations. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Well, if Gallagher is the guy's real last name, then technically his brother is Gallagher.
Well, he was imitating the act. He was going around saying he was the Gallagher. I believe he has copyrighted Gallagher. You know, it's like Cher, it's like Madonna, it's like Nicole Kidman. Any of those names that are one name. Yeah, didn't you know?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
There's no space between Nicole and Kidman. It's just all one word. So, I'm just joking. So, also.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I thought it was real.
Gallagher reportedly just finished conducting a meet and greet with fans before collapsing ahead of his show. Last March, the comedian best known for smashing watermelons with a sledgehammer suffered a minor... Oh, he's had another heart attack.
Loser.
Jeez, K-Man, how insensitive. I don't know. That was our insensitive moment of the week, brought to you by the idiot K-Man, who's very mean, apparently.
Brought to you by the Dumb and Stupid Show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But so he collapsed then during a performance in Minnesota. His full name is Leo Anthony Gallagher.
Ugh.
Junior.
That was from the Associated Press, who can't get their stuff straight, apparently.
Apparently the AP does not use Wikipedia as a source.
No, my guess is they do.
Michael Bauman.
Okay, so here's a quick story on St. Patrick's Day on this your... Can I get some Irish music?
I don't have Irish.
Cranberries. Got something from the Cranberries?
Actually, just play instrumental Flogging Molly.
I'm sure that there's exists. Like Irish...
I'm sure it does.
You can't tell me you have like three entire shelves of CDs and nothing up there is Irish.
I don't play that music. Well, no, for the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week we did. That stuff's so disorganized that one time we were moving this shelf in here, I just dumped all the music out on accident. That is a great shelf, though. That used to be in the quote-unquote production room. The only thing that is producing there is a lack of productivity. So, St. Patrick's Day, leprechauns probably aren't real, just FYI, America.
What?
Sorry, K-Man. St. Patrick was the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland, who is credited with bringing...
potatoes!
And Christianity to Ireland, but St. Patrick is believed to...
So, he started the war.
But he didn't light the fire, except for his pipe. Except for in his pipe.
Then he also... Isn't he the one who led the rats?
That was the Pied Piper. That was the Pied Patrick. He's believed to have been born in the late 4th century. How can we not confirm that? He is most known for driving the snakes out of Ireland. So not the rats, but the snakes. Apparently, I don't know. Although that is probably more symbolic of him putting an end to pagan practices involving snakes. St. Patrick did, however, superimpose a sun, a powerful Irish symbol, onto the Christian cross to create what is known today as the Celtic cross. Oh. Okay, so leprechauns, yeah, they're Irish folklore.
Mm.
Leprechauns are crankly tricksters who you wouldn't want to mess with. The cheerful, friendly little fairy most Americans associate with St. Paddy's Day stems from a 1959 Walt Disney film called Darby O'Gill. Hold on.
So Walt Disney invented the leprechaun?
That's what they're implying here. Pixels, what's the source for this? I'm pretty sure we thought about same...
Shampoo.
Or Pixels. I'm going to talk to...
Whoever's back at the headquarters...
I'm going to talk to Shampoo and say I think we ought to stick with Pixels.
I like Pixapoo.
From a marketing standpoint, Pixels makes more sense. Pixapoo, I don't think she's going to go with it, though, Dr. Rend. I just have an early indication in my mind that she won't go for it.
That's your mistake then for asking her.
Should I tell her? That doesn't work well in my house. That's not
work. It's not like she listens.
Sweet little Willipop doesn't listen to me. She listens to the show. She's one of our valued listeners. That's it. What's wrong with America?
It's 11 o'clock. Well, midnight. Oh, and hey, we've gatewayed. We're officially through the gate.
Hey, you can't have a witching hour without Conversation Digest. Kiss Me, I'm Irish, without a doubt, the most popular Paddy's Day t-shirt slogan. Not anymore. More, it's more like, you want to, never mind.
Punch me in the face, I'm Irish.
Is a reference to the Blarney Stone. Legend holds that the kissing the stone brings good luck. If you can't make it to Ireland to kiss the actual stone, convention says the next best option is to kiss an Irishman. We're pretty certain a guy invented this tradition. Or a girl that likes kissing girls, I guess. Shamrocks, I don't even know if that made sense.
Do you need the mistletoe?
Well, I guess mistletoe. What is with all this the holidays that are involved with kissing? I mean,
especially Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Cayman, you're right.
No, that's the thing. Valentine's Day, when you would expect kissing to be involved, you don't have any kissing. Well, you've got it New Year's Eve at the midnight. You've got it, Saint, you know, Patrick's under the Day, mistletoe at
under
Christmas.
The mistletoe.
But the day when designed for kissing, there's no.
Well, so apparently a lot of.
Or you just get Hershey's Kisses.
You know, St. Valentine's is, you know, named after the guy who massacred all those people.
I think a lot of, well, but the fertility apparently is, we're trying to encourage fertility because a lot of kissing goes elsewhere.
Well, if you're trying to encourage fertility, why are you giving away free pizzas at the top of the show?
Well, okay, but that is counteracted with the drinking that happens on St. Patrick's Day. Because, you know, stuff happens when you've been drinking. While Americans...
Yeah, you get a free pizza with a vasectomy.
But if you're dumb enough to do that for a free pizza, then you might as well just get a vasectomy. I
does it work if you already have one?
You can get them
No, you already been vasectomized.
No, they can redo them. They can make them.
So can you go ahead and have them redo it and then undo it and still get the pizza?
I believe so. There's no stipulation
if
they don't have a disclaimer saying we will not do it and then undo it and still give you a free pizza, they kind of have to do it. You know, they have to commit to that. I would give you a free pizza for a vasectomy and a free pizza for an anti-vasectomy. They're undoing the vasectomy. Here's another free pizza. It's a lot of pain. So while Americans associate St. Paddy's Day with binge drinking, or if you're in the north central Wisconsin area, every day is considered binge drinking day.
USA!
USA! USA. The Irish considered a religious holiday until the 1970s. The law required
It involves drinking. That is our religion.
In Wausau or the north central Wisconsin?
Yes.
Until the 1970s, the law required all Irish pubs to close every March 17th. Drinking on St. Paddy's Day really only became popular in Ireland post-1995 with the start of a national campaign to attract tourists for the holiday.
I was going to say, not shutting down all the bars in Ireland on St. Paddy's Day is going to take a serious bite to the tourism shorts.
Well, what's the impact of having those bars open? Here's your impact. It worked. Over a million people now attend Dublin's five-day festival. Eat that, festivals without alcohol.
We're not looking at you, Oktoberfest.
Well, okay, in relation to events that don't allow alcohol, what's the story with the 400 block and not allowing alcohol? Is that happening this summer?
Yeah, everything's, yeah, the 400 block is yeah, BYOB for concerts on the square and stuff.
Well, we'll see when that changes.
Now, if you have your beer, don't stand on the sidewalk.
Well, yeah, if you stand in 1 foot in the 400 block and 1 foot outside, then you can't do that.
Yeah, then it's like the charter commercial where he's got 1 foot literally in tomorrow. You'll have 1 foot literally into a $25, you know, public, you know.
So how is it that we're not intelligent enough to say, here's an idea, let's raise money at the 400 block for maintenance. Why don't we sell beer in a stand?
I'm thinking pump it through the fountain.
Yes. At least the interactive fountain would be worth
something. It
would be
truly
them.
Interactive.
That interactive fountain is a disaster. How many people go in there? How many drunken schlubs go and urinate in that fountain in the late night? I bet you a lot of people. Is that going right now, by the way? They'd probably wait until we know we have a good solid week of no frost or whatever. So thanks for this, K-Man. I'm appreciating this music right now. 10 minutes away from the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. And so corned beef and cabbage, one last tidbit on this St. Patrick's Day informational segment. Those who celebrate old school, which I like to. Cayman, you don't like corned beef, do you?
No.
Dr. Rent, do you?
Well, I personally don't really care for old school. I like the new school with, like, modern computers and things.
Yeah, but you don't eat computers. What would you eat on St. Patrick's Day? I love corned beef and cabbage. And maybe some potatoes in there. Doesn't your grandmother always make corned beef on St. Patrick's Day and you go over there and eat it anyway just to make her happy?
Yeah.
I hope she's not listening.
No, she's not. She's long in bed.
They're only really getting it partly right. The dish was originally eaten with bacon. I bet you can go for that, K-Man. Not corned beef Irish. Not corned beef. Irish immigrants in America couldn't afford the traditional bacon, so they substituted it with corned beef, a cheaper option they picked up from their Jewish neighbors. Interesting. I did not know that.
So St. Paddy's Day is actually a Yiddish holiday.
Evidently. Or at least it's been influenced with Yiddish traditions. But I like the corned beef anyway. For as much as people say they love bacon, I love sausage more than I love bacon. If I have a large breakfast, I would much rather have sausage. How about you, Dr. Rent? Sausage or bacon? Or perhaps another meat for breakfast. Maybe you're not a breakfast person. I don't know.
I mean, if it is sausage, it has to be links, not patties.
Oh, yes. I agree with you. Although, if it's on a fast food muffin?
Yeah, if you're going to one of those like buffets that is just god awful, where they've got the muffins that you can hurt somebody with, yeah, then you need the patty so that, you know.
Or even at a fast food joint that have actually decent breakfast sandwiches. It's incredible how good fast food breakfasts are. You wouldn't think
oddly
that they
enough,
would be.
Or you just barely awake like,
I'm so hungover, I don't care what it tastes like.
Personally, the best fast food breakfast is Hardee's, which is why I was so upset when the one just down the road from my office closed. And I don't feel like going all the way over to the west side.
I
don't think there's a Hardee's in Wausau anymore.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
It's by 2510.
There is? Oh. Yeah.
Remember
they got robbed.
Ah, we can't. Oh.
It was a current events question. They got robbed. It was an inside job.
Oh, well, K-Man and I can't go there anymore because K-Man blew it.
House for boat. Well, were you one of the robbers?
No. He left a bad note about some heavyset lady there, and she went. We saw.
Well, she was an awful person.
Yes, she was, but you didn't have to call her heavyset. You could just find out her name. So then we're leaving, and I see her looking. K-Man was kind of pansy-ish with this issue. So he writes it up. He's like, I'm too afraid to go.
I gave it to you.
Yes,
to
and,
look
then
at,
and
then
and
I
she
just,
saw me putting it in the box, and then she there. We were leaving, and she was opening the box and looked at it. So then that was 3 or 4 years ago. We haven't been back since. It had to have been 4 or 5.
I'm sure they don't have that kind of longevity of employees.
That's true.
I don't know that too many fast food employees make it past the 6 months.
Well, she may
mark.
Have joined the ranks of Gallagher with a heart attack because she was a pretty large woman. So.
In the Marble Orchard.
And it could have been anywhere from mild to severe.
Yeah. And she could have been in a relaxation mode of comatose just to get back to where she needs to be.
I could use a good relaxation mode like that.
Yeah, that's what alcohol is for, K-Man. So so that's enough about Irish St. Patrick's Day traditions and so on. And I can deal with the... I don't like the pinches. I didn't talk about that.
The what?
Pinches for no green.
I thought it was pinched to grow an inch. I thought that was a birthday thing.
No, in America during the early 1700s, revelers believed that wearing green made them invisible to leprechauns who would pinch...
Cloak of invisibility!
And yeah. But they pinch and in some accounts steal anyone they could see. Anyone not wearing green. People began pinching those not wearing green on St. Patty's Day as a reminder to beware of the wily little sprites. Whatever.
Someone pinched me, I just punch them.
That's right, K-Man. You kick them or you kick them in the groin.
Kick them where it hurts the most.
It's like, how do we deal with these little leprechauns that are full of sprite and so angry and so...
How do we deal with these imaginary
kick
leprechauns?
Kick them in their groins. That's all you gotta do. How do we get even with these blarneys?
The Blarneys?
Well, so does Hardee still have those Ultimate Omelet?
Remember, I won't go all the way to the west side just for a biscuit.
What is it that you used to get, though, at Hardee's that you love so much for
the biscuit? The biscuit with sausage, egg, and cheese on it.
Okay. Well, I remember the Ultimate Omelets, but then they started making them smaller. They weren't so ultimate back then after
kind
a while.
Penultimate?
Yeah. Anti-ultimate. Oh, great, my eye itches. Hold on. Somebody else talk.
Well, if you wouldn't put your finger there, these things can be avoided.
What is going on?
You can't talk because you're touching
Sobriety's going on, K-Man.
Not for long.
What do you want
from
me?
Yeah, detox is a...
I am so hungry I could eat a Hardee's breakfast right now.
They're closed.
Hey, how late is Angela? They've got a bar. Do they still serve pizza?
Call him up, K-Man. This time for real. No, he's not going to do it for real. No, my guess is they stopped serving at 10. No, I would hope that you could actually call Angela's for real. I'm thinking I like these microphones, by the way. They remind me of Bob Barker's microphone, but that was even tinier.
You have to hold it with two
fingers.
This
one stinks like...
Well, and you have to hold it way down here because the... Drew Carey still uses one of those, doesn't he? The little ball the size of your pinky and a little rod that's like 15 feet long?
He might. I haven't watched that show in a while. He just looks weird without his glasses.
Oh, he looks weird not being really fat, too. He was never really all that fat, though. I just don't think he looks so... Because he lost all his weight, but then he still wears these huge suits.
Well, in case you find it again.
Yeah.
He's not going to rebuy suits.
Okay, so a little bit more about Gallagher. I did promise that, and I don't want to back out of my promises.
What else can you say more of Gallagher?
About his brother impersonating him.
Was he as good?
No, doesn't that happen to you?
No, trust me. The confliction never impersonates me. He wants to not be like me at all. So is that...
it's tough luck for him.
So Comedy Style, first of all, he has a sledge-o-matic. Large wooden mallet that Gallagher uses to smash a variety of objects, most famously watermelons. In addition to Sledge-O-Matic, Gallagher's act features a variety of props, including a large trampoline designed to look like a couch. Oh, gosh. Legacy? How could they possibly have a portion about Gallagher's life that's referred to as Legacy? In 2004, Comedy
Central... Maybe he drives a Subaru.
No, well, this guy probably... He's so nutty, he probably drives around in a horse and wagon. 2004, Comedy Central rated Gallagher as the 100... top 100 comedian of all time.
That's rigged.
Gallagher was displeased with being ranked so low, and he told the Oregonian, I looked into other people and I was trying to... It kind of sounds like it, doesn't it? And to find anyone I have ever heard of, how could I be behind people I had never heard of? I made 13 one-hour shows for Showtime, which are available on videotape. I invented the one-man show on cable. Shut up, Gallagher. You're not that good. You shouldn't be 100. I am more funny than you, Gallagher. K-Man,
yeah, I would agree.
Okay, thank you. Personal life and health. Yeah, so is he married? We do not know. His only
you
thing...
You got a one-up on him with health.
Well, this is the funny thing. For his personal life and health, it doesn't even refer to his personal life, so clearly he has no personal life. He's probably never even hooked up with a babe. If you're famous, you should be able to hook up with at least one babe, am I right?
Yeah, but if you've got a sledge-o-matic, you'd think that you'd be popular with the ladies.
Well, yeah, but it's not a sex-o-matic. Okay, that was the adult moment of the night, apparently.
You sure that was an adult moment or a...
Stupid moment?
An adolescent moment.
Yeah, okay.
Almost cricket-worthy.
Before we get to the potpourri grab bag topic of the week, we're going to talk real quickly about conflict with his brother's act, Ron Gallagher.
Ron.
Good Lord, Ron.
It wasn't Fred?
No, it was Ron. In the early 90s, Gallagher's younger brother, Ron Gallagher, asked for permission to perform shows using Gallagher's trademark Sledge-O-Matic routine. This is why it was illegal, because Gallagher probably had it copyrighted. Gallagher,
the Sledge-O-Matic is copyrighted.
Although, wait a minute. Gallagher granted his permission on the condition that Ron and his manager made it clear in promotional materials that it was Ron Gallagher and not Leo Gallagher who was performing these acts.
But it was on the condition.
Yes.
On you?
Yes, apparently. After several years, Ron began promoting his act as Gallagher 2 or Gallagher 2.
How about Gallagher 2.0? That would have been cool.
Well, he wasn't that advanced, though. But in some instances, Ron's act was promoted in a way that provided no clue to prospective attendees that they were not seeing the original Gallagher. So Gallagher initially attempted to stop his brother from performing these acts by requesting that he cut out the use of the Sledge-O-Matic routine. These efforts provided futile, as Ron kept touring as Gallagher 2, T-O-O, and using the Sledge-O-Matic routine. In August 2000, Gallagher sued his brother for trademark violations and false advertising.
He came at him with a real Sledge-O-Matic.
The courts ultimately sided with Leo Gallagher, and an injunction was granted prohibiting Ron from performing any act that impersonates his brother in small clubs and venues. This injunction also prohibited Ron from intentionally bearing likeness to his brother.
I was
going to
say, so he can't do it in small clubs and venues, but if he wanted to play Wembley, he'd be fine?
Well, I think if anybody could act, if Gallagher 1 or 2 could fill like a whole stadium, what's wrong with thousands of people that want to see this guy? Because he ain't worth it. No offense.
Well, even if only 15 people show up, he just can't do it in small clubs and venues. So open up Wembley, have like 6 people in the audience, and knock yourself out.
Well, he's not funny, and somehow, some way, we decided to spend a whole half hour talking about this guy, but that's what Conversation Digest is all about. So we're just about a minute away from the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Do we have a picture of Ron Gallagher as opposed to Leo Gallagher?
I can't really find any.
So if people couldn't tell the difference between this legal battle, that means that if they had seen the original Gallagher and they believe that Gallagher 2 was Gallagher 1, that their talent level was roughly the same.
Well, there are some people who think that, you know, Weird Al is actually Michael Jackson.
Okay, man?
That is odd.
Well, some people think that, you know, Elvis is still alive. People are
He's alive down in Cuba.
Shut up, K-Man. He wouldn't go down
Along
there.
Along with the brain of JFK.
He likes his snowy winters.
Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
That's right. To the pearly gates of Nashville.
That is from Men in Black.
Oh. There's a third one coming out. It's a prequel, but current. Okay, right now on Conversation Digest, it's the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Each and every week at this time. Who wants to do the pleasure?
What?
And the topic for this evening. Oh, shoot. Thanks, Dr. Ron.
On the potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
There is a real grab bag this week, however, no potpourri.
Maybe we should get some in there. Unseasonable weather, which I can completely identify with.
That one's the most boring one out of all of them.
Well, I'll go with it because one of the only reasons why I'm in a good mood this evening.
Thanks for touching my foot.
Well, K-Man, you're invading my personal space. This is the conditions personal space right here.
My space is in front of me.
Turn your gams the other way and...
Well, no. Isn't Facebook more popular than MySpace, though?
MySpace is dead, apparently. That's what someone said to me earlier today.
Yeah, MySpace is...
Or I overheard them. Anyway.
Not really there anymore.
Unseasonable weather. I'm in a good mood because it's so warm. This is drink beer on the front porch type weather.
But the thing is it truly unseasonable? Because the whole television thing that I've been giggling about for the last couple of... You know, is the fact that March 1st starts meteorological spring.
But we've never had... I don't remember a March with 70 degrees. Not for this many days in a row. That's why I think it is truly unseasonably warm. If you have one day that's really nice and warm and then preceded by a bunch of cool days...
But you know
that's
that
not
when,
weird.
You know, though, when you know the we get 12 inches of snow in April,
I know.
It's now going to suck that much worse.
I warned people at work. I said, look, that's what's probably going to happen. Not that they wouldn't predict that I would say that because I'm a downer, I'm a pessimist. But I said, look, clearly, very nice weather right now, but next week, look what happens. Who knows? I hope we're wrong, Dr. Ren. I hope it stays. 70 degrees, no snow left outside, unseasonable weather.
Or could this be just... Another sign of the impending doom that
Possibly.
Is the apocalypse.
Because I'll be honest with you. I tend to believe that an apocalypse is more likely than the existence of global warming. Global warming is a scam. But,
Well, it's doing a pretty good job this year.
It's just a
This
weather...
summer is very warm. I'm very upset.
Hey, man, do you believe in weather, global warming?
Well, considering the last week and a half,
what does that matter?
Super warm.
Big deal. Last winter was horribly cold and snowy and icy.
You're horribly cold.
We had an ice age and then it melted. Does that mean there was global warming 200 years ago or 500 years ago? No, it just meant that we're going through different transformations of the. Look at the solar flares. These solar flares.
My doctor advised me against doing that.
I just mean take them for instance. They are very. There is if you
looking at the sun will burn out your eyes.
Why did you tell your doctor? You're a doctor. Well, not a PhD, but...
But he didn't get it, so we had to take a explain the
I'm
joke.
I'm slow.
Moment. But take them, for instance. No, seriously, take them. But the solar flares might destroy the planet before, I mean, this fake global warming. I don't know where the proof is. There's plenty of liberals being, our global warming, that's our religion, the belief of it. That's our religion. You can't say that about global warming. It created us.
What?
I have no idea. But I'm just saying that this unseasonable weather, I'm just appreciating it. I'm enjoying it. I'm in a good mood.
Yep. I had a meeting in Stevens Point on Wednesday, took the motorcycle.
Oh, did you really?
Yep. Fired up the Corvette, just got the engine running, made sure that the battery tender worked properly. So I've got a Corvette Club meeting on Wednesday, and if it's not raining, we're doing top down.
Where at?
It's in Waukesha.
There'll be plenty of babes down there probably, huh?
Well, I'm like you by 20
tops
years.
Down, I don't know.
I am by 20 years the youngest member of the Corvette Club.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Holy crap.
Well,
and you should see them race.
I'm trying to think, what would I do like this week if it's unseasonably nice? I think I would be likely to walk Sweet Little Willapop.
Or come to my yard and rake all the gravel off of my lawn back into my driveway.
You've seen how small my lawn is, right?
Which is why I think you need to come to
mine.
No,
there's no way. I don't even get my own lawn.
You're assuming he's out to do manual labor.
And K-Man does even less work in his lawn.
It's amazing what people will do at gunpoint.
Well, oh. Yeah.
My goodness gracious. I just grabbed my throat thinking I was going to die there. But
I think I'd rather take a bullet than rake.
Okay, man, now, Dr. Runs kind of implied that he would, take advantage of the nice unseasonable weather. I kind of have as well. What would you do if the weather remained warm? My guess is not much.
Just open the windows.
You don't go outside, period.
He goes from black long sleeve to black short sleeve.
I want to bring the outside
He's
inside.
Already wearing his manprees. That's what
Those
Pixels...
Those are shorts, you dork.
Or Shampoo calls those his manprees.
They're shorts.
I'm just saying what Pixels Shampoo says.
Well, you're wearing shorts, too.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing jeans, which I do not like to wear, but I'm trying to fit in at work because it's casual day Friday.
It probably doesn't fit.
It could be worse.
Work.
It could be skorts.
Squirts?
Skorts.
Oh, what are those? Combination of shorts and...
And a skirt.
Oh.
Oh.
Or a kilt.
I think I could rock a kilt.
You could rock a kilt because it's pretty much what you're wearing. No offense.
There's a thing in the middle.
Yeah, there is
a thing in
the middle.
I'm wearing underpants. With a kilt, you don't wear underpants.
Which is alarming. Because you're pretty much giving up. It's like the Scottish version of
it'd take less work
jogging
to go to the bathroom,
pants.
Then.
Okay, man, let's be adults here.
No.
You don't want to be an adult?
I honestly refuse to.
I called you earlier and told you I was still at work being an adult, and you sounded thoroughly disgusted by that.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling him at work? It's a new job, and you're already making personal phone calls during your work.
No,
he called me during work.
It was an off moment. I was taking a break.
And it wasn't even a break.
It was a break. So I said, well, I'm being an adult. I'm at work, and K-Man was...
Yeah, I thought of that
as being absolutely grotesque. So
I almost threw up.
Back to this for a few moments here. Besides, we're Conversation Digest broadcasting live out of the Wasserry Hmong Mutual Association
building.
Yeah, on 6th.
What are you looking at? Trying to make us all.
Please, somebody
look
wrote
there?
My name up there, my first name. Unseasonably nice weather. Yeah, I mean, great for flying kites if there's a steady wind. Great for walking, a schnauzer named Sweet Little Willapop. Watching a parade if there was one. I don't even... Parades depress me. They're just a line of people.
Do they even throw candy at parades anymore?
I don't know. Michelle Obama
probably tried, but Candy sued me, and yeah, we haven't been the same since.
Well, she is a babe, though, Candy.
She probably had some brain injury once she hits the ground.
Okay, man, how insensitive can you be?
I guess
I'm sure she's well, and she recovered in a coma, and then she woke up and she was fine.
I was not capable of throwing her far.
If it was a slight to severe hitting on the ground, we just don't know. Yeah, I'll get a cricket on that one.
Or just parades. Parade noises.
That was for me.
So St. Patrick's Day, Gallagher could be dying. We don't know.
So is there a Wausau St. Patrick's Day parade?
I don't think so.
And why do we not dye the Wisconsin River green for St. Patty's Day like they do in Chicago?
The only legitimate reason not to do that is because of lack of funding. If there is enough money, we should be doing it. I agree.
None of this like food coloring. I want lead-based paint poured in there, green. Let's make it worthwhile. Don't let your
infant swim in there that week.
Oh, lots of fish should be turning belly up.
Yeah, but think about how easy it'd be to find college students.
Oh.
We don't need no stinking college students.
No, that does happen.
Be
that's been happening
too.
A lot. What is with that? It's like an epidemic. You didn't get that.
No, but I'm laughing because I'm assuming college students are dead or
no,
something.
No, oh, no. So you, oh.
You know, that's right. He doesn't follow the news, so he doesn't hear about the drowning here. And
hey, man,
lost, like,
I was still laughing with it because I was assuming someone lost their life.
Gallagher's still alive. So, all right. Well, each and every week, you know, from 11 to probably 12. Not probably. Right. We'll be on until at least 11. Yeah. To 12 and at least 12:30 sometimes. Yeah, mostly 12:30. Conversation Digest live. Broadcasting live at that time, but also pre-recorded from 7 to 9 on Friday nights, Gateway to the Weekend. And then right in between there is the K-Man's Stupid Dumb Show. Brand new episode next week, probably. Thanks again to our fine sponsors. Broadcasting also on the internet, WNRBLP.org, live streaming 365, 24/7. Thanks to Dr. Rent and the K-Man.
You're
signing
welcome.
Off for this evening on March 16, 2012. I am The Condition.
It's the 17th.
17th. This has been Conversation Digest.
You just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.